From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens remains defiant, even amid bipartisan calls for impeachment and resignation. That's after yesterday's indictment by a St. Louis grand jury on a charge of felony invasion of privacy in connection with an admitted extramarital affair. Greitens said in a statement he made a mistake, but did not commit a crime. He also accused St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner of being, quote, a reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. Gardner's spokesperson responded that the facts will be argued in court, not in the media. Greitens also made it clear in a written statement yesterday that he has no plans to step down. But even as he denies that he did anything wrong, yesterday's indictment could strike a blow for Greitens' political future. University of Missouri St. Louis political science professor Dave Robertson says the governor can still show up to work every day, legally, and says it isn't in Greitens' character to back down.
He's a pretty determined individual and may very well want to keep going on in office and ignore this issue that's hanging over him. I don't know how many people will follow his lead.
Robertson adds, being indicted isn't just a smudge on someone's record. If the issue drags out, Greitens will not only lose his political clout, but donors are likely to back away too. Nathan Lawrence has more on what that indictment charge means.
Ben Trachtenberg, an associate professor of law at the University of Missouri, says this is the first step in a long legal process.
What it means is that Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney in St. Louis City, was able to convince the grand jury that there was enough evidence that it made sense to hand down a charge, what's sometimes called a true bill. But there's a long distance between an indictment and a conviction.
In Missouri, invasion of privacy is typically a misdemeanor. That's unless there's a possibility of digital distribution, which is what this indictment alleges.
The picture that somebody takes becomes more of a liability if it's put on a computer, because that can easily be sent around. And indeed, so-called revenge porn laws are getting more and more common across America because some people have been humiliated and otherwise harmed by having pictures of theirs spread all over the internet.
I'm Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News in Columbia.
As several members of Greitens' own party have called for his resignation, House Speaker Todd Richardson said his chamber will examine whether Greitens can lead the state while a felony case moves forward. Under Missouri law, impeachment processes must begin in the House. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.